With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Lucas Leiva, The Epitome of Loyalty by Leanne Prescott. 114 players have come and gone since Lucas Leiva signed for Liverpool in a £5 million deal from Grêmio, 10 years since the initial move, and the Brazilian is now the club's longest serving player. If anyone is deserving of a testimonial, it's him. Only four overseas players have spent longer at Anfield: Arthur Riley, Barry Nieuwenhuis, Bruce Grobbelaar, and Jan Malby. Sami Hupi and Pepe Reina are the only two who boast a better record than Lucas's 242 appearances in the Premier League. Playing under five different Liverpool managers, making a total of 341 appearances, Lucas represents a dying breed of footballers. Committed until the very end, he embodies professionalism and understands just what it means to play for the Reds. There have been plenty of ups and downs along the way, with the 30-year-old often branded as an easy scapegoat. Too slow and not of good enough quality were two insults fans used to vent their frustrations at Lucas. Christian Perslow even told him he could leave should a suitable offer come in. That's what has made his longevity during a tempestuous era all the more admirable. While those around him have run for the exit door, Lucas has stood tall, silencing his doubters time and time again. Lucas, through the years. The number 21 was thrown into the thick of it for his first league appearance, which came in the Merseyside derby in 2007. Coming on for Steven Gerrard with the score level at 1-1, Lucas was entrusted with the task of steering Liverpool toward a big 3 points. While not known for his attacking prowess, the Brazilian duly delivered when his 90th minute strike earned a penalty after the ball made contact with Phil Neville's arm. Dirk Kuyt stepped up and converted, but all the plaudits were rightly geared in Lucas's direction. His first goal came in January 2008 in the FA Cup against Havant and Waterlooville. 7 goals in 10 years isn't a prolific record by any means, but the quality of his goal was right up there with the best. Curling the ball into the top right-hand corner from 25 yards out, the floppy-haired midfielder became the first Brazilian to score for the club. Lucas may not score often, but when he does, it tends to be a cracker. A long-range strike against Chelsea in 2009, followed by a clinically taken one-on-one against Benfica in 2010, provide evidence of just that. The Brazilian channeled his inner Gerrard later that year against Steaua Bucharest, much to the delight of the Liverpool captain, to steal the headlines again. 3 headed goals against Crewe, Newcastle and Plymouth complete his tally. Much improved in 2010-2011, Lucas received a reward for his fine form after being named Player of the Season. In the absence of Javier Mascherano and Xabi Alonso, and with Gerrard struggling through injury, he stepped up when the team needed it most, a standout performer in an otherwise disappointing campaign for the Reds. The 30-year-old continued in similar fashion heading into the 2011-2012 season, with previous frustrations over his qualities simply a thing of the past. With 68 tackles in 12 games, Lucas had developed into one of the leading defensive midfielders in the Premier League and was an invaluable member of the squad. However, an anterior cruciate ligament injury in the quarter-final of the League Cup brought his campaign to a premature end. In his absence, Liverpool lost 12 league games, costing Kenny Dalglish his job. In more recent seasons, Lucas has fulfilled a bit part role for Liverpool. The summer arrival of Jorginho Wijnaldum cast further doubt on his future, with Inter Milan, Galatasaray and Napoli all believed to have shown heavy interest. Adjusting to a squad player role won't have been easy for Lucas, whose 40 appearances last season marks his best record since 2010-2011. Mr. Reliable, Since deciding to stay put during the January window, Lucas has gone on to fulfil an increasingly important role for Jurgen Klopp this season. Injuries to Adam Lallana and Jordan Henderson left Liverpool desperately short for the run-in, and with Kevin Stewart also struggling for fitness, the German turned to Lucas to plug the void. Much like his league debut, he was thrown in at the deep end against Everton. To everyone's surprise, he delivered a dominant and wholehearted display at the base of the midfield, using his wealth of experience to provide a shield in front of the defence. Nullifying two in-form players like Ross Barkley and Romelu Lukaku, the Brazilian set a record for the most tackles completed in a league game this season, 7. Sitting out the trip to Stoke, the 30-year-old returned to the starting 11 at the Hawthorns, delivering another gritty display to guide Liverpool to a priceless clean sheet and another 3 points. Not only that, he proved to be an unlikely source of creativity, flicking a header towards the back post and into the path of Roberto Firmino for the only goal of the game. In the absence of key men, his ability to slot into the midfield and do a job for Klopp has been crucial. He's the leader in a squad with a remarkably low average age and a role model to the academy youngsters. Jordan Henderson's comments on Lucas' off-the-field influence were particularly telling in this regard. Any person joining Liverpool Football Club, regardless of age, status or experience, who is looking for a role model or an example to follow, then for me, you look no further than Lucas Leiva, said Henderson. If there were ever one sentence that encapsulates Lucas's career at Liverpool, it's that. Simply put, he's the perfect professional. Will the story go on? With the summer window approaching, questions are once again surfacing over what the future is for the number 21. Having played a crucial role in the dressing room, he could still be a valuable asset for Liverpool next season. Likewise, knowing what it truly means to play for the club, Lucas's passion and professionalism isn't an easy commodity to come by. While there have been no discussions as yet over a testimonial, the Brazilian deserves reward for his unwavering loyalty to Liverpool Football Club, a dying trait within the football world. I think whatever your thoughts on the loyalty of the player, it's very interesting to see Lucas's career laid out like Liana's done for us in this piece, and it reminds you of what he has contributed and when he's been present and when he's come to the fore and when he's sort of lapsed a bit and gone into the background. There have been very few players who've separated fan opinion as much as this guy has. I'm on the record many times as saying that I think he's a very, very positive role model to have around the place. I think he's one of those professionals that guys turn to and find a little bit of inspiration from, a little bit of support from. I think guys like that are important to have at a club, whether or not he warrants his place when everybody is fit. Well, I think that's probably pretty obvious in that he probably wouldn't get his game if everybody was fit. And I've heard a couple of people recently trying to say that even his half-decent performances recently are sort of slightly, I don't know, qualified somehow by the fact that the team has to operate around his lack of pace, his lack of mobility. And there's something valid in that. However, I'm sort of a little bit of a hopeless romantic when it comes to Liverpool footballers, unless they're just genuinely awful. And with the exception of his terrible habit of giving away free kicks in stupid areas, there's nothing terrible about Lucas. His lack of pace is not anything new. He never really was a quick player. His lack of goal scoring is nothing new. He was never that guy. Since his arrival at Liverpool, he's never been that guy. But there is a lot to recommend Lucas. And I think, personally, his performances in the couple of weeks leading up to the Crystal Palace debacle were fantastic. Genuinely fantastic, and I was really hopeful that the guy could see his spell at Liverpool out in a very positive way. Maybe he still can, but there's just something about Lucas. He just does not seem to have that aura of a winner about him. And you know, that's not a comment on him as a man or as a footballer or as a professional. That's just observing what we can observe. I mean, the one trophy that was won while he's been at the club, I think he missed out on through injury, which is cruel and unfortunate, but true nonetheless. I have a lot of personal fond memories of Lucas, and I think I'll keep them with me, and I hope that he's going to give us one or two more in terms of dogged displays. Maybe he won't even be needed between now and the end of the season if Lallana comes back, if Henderson can play the last three matches or two of the last three matches. who knows? I think Klopp has had to rely on him. I think overall, I think he's not let him down at all this year when he's been really, really desperately needed in different positions. It's not Lucas's fault that he is an amenable sort, a decent pro. The fact that he's not got much pace, I'm kind of sick of hearing about it, to be honest with you. I think there's an awful lot that he has to recommend him, and he has done that since he's arrived at the club. So for me, it's more positive than negative, and always has been with Lucas Leiva. And as a fella, I think he's one of the good guys. So I am hoping that he will be seeing us out. I'm sure he's going to move on. I'm almost positive he will. And I hope he's going to be leaving behind him not just memories of some dodgy dancing at his 10th anniversary party at Liverpool, but memories of having been part of a group that somehow spawned over the line and into the Champions League.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.